FFA International. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Mattis.
It has completely altered my life. I can't imagine who I would be without FFA.
You know, this is National FFA Week, but last month, Susan Cooley of Lincoln County and serving this year as a state officer traveled with three other of her officer teammates to South Africa as part of the National FFA's International Leadership Seminar for state officers.
And that was a really neat experience. My favorite part of it, we got to go to a small township in South Africa where most of the people were living in tin shacks, and there were 15 water spouts and 45,000 people living in that community.
Susan Cooley and her fellow officers got a new perspective on life itself and how others can be content with much less than what you might expect.
As we walked through, the first man that guided us through said, "Don't feel pity for us. Just enjoy our community. This is where we live, and we just want you to be guests in our community." And all around, the people were smiling and really just pushed me and pushed all the other state officers that I was with to evaluate what our definition of joy is on a daily basis. You know, these people had so little, but were so joyful with what they did have. And so often we have so much and don't see the gifts that we do have. And so it just really pushed me to evaluate the meaning of joy.
And the FFA is known for spreading a lot of joy to young people around the country and the more than 13,000 members here in Tennessee. And for Susan Cooley, as for her year as state officer,
it's been an incredible experience. I mean, starting off at the beginning of the year, last April, as soon as we were elected, we had some early training and just couldn't imagine the impact that it would have on me. You know, they say that we're elected to impact others, but really the impact on myself has been incredible.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Mattis.